Today's scripture is 1 John chapter 4, verse 16.
요한일서 4장 16절 말씀입니다.
We have come to know and have believed the love which God has for us. God is love, and the one who abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. Amen.
사랑하는 성도님들, 저는
Dear brothers and sisters, my name is G.A. Kim. I'm a member of the Heavenly Voice mission team. And I give thanks and glory to God the Father who has been guiding me and changing my life. And I give thanks to my shepherd who has been praying for me with tears and for guiding me with the delicate love. I also give thanks to Mrs. Bokmim Lee, who has been leading the prayers so we could cast away the evil. And I also give thanks to Pastor Heejin Lee, the chairperson of the Performing Arts Committee, who has been giving me chance and leading me a chance to give glory to God with praise. 1 Timothy 2:4 says, God desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. 1 Thessalonians 5:23 says, Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely, and may your spirit and soul and body be preserved complete without blame at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. As said, Father God of love would like not just a couple of people, but as many children as possible to come forth as God's true children and to reach New Jerusalem. He wants us to become men of spirit who are separate from the world. When we cast off sins and evil and become sanctified, God gives us great love and blessings, and we can walk with God and communicate with Him in this world. And furthermore, He gives us wisdom and strength to lead so many other souls. He gives us health, and also He leads us to the glorious place, city of New Jerusalem. And through my testimony at this time, I'd like you to feel that it is not something vague, it is not something cloudy to become man of spirit and become sanctified. I want you to feel that anybody can do this. And I was in the world in sins before I met God, but He stretched out His hand first to me, and with His love, He has been guiding me until this moment with His delicate love. Let me first tell you about how I came to this church and met the Father God. I was born March 15th, 1986. When I was young, I was always weak, and my father was running a drugstore and pharmacy. And so, because I was weak, I always had access to so many medicines. But the parents and the relatives, they were wondering, they were always concerned about my health because I was so weak. And they thought I was going to be better if I went to school a little earlier. So I went 1 year earlier than other kids. I was very small, so I used to take some hormones, and more than 15 tablets a day. But I was small, I had been class reps, and also president of the student council, and I used to win many awards in mathematics competition, some science Olympiad, and other arts competition. And we had some famous painters in our family. So I probably, for that reason, I liked going to art school. And I was dreaming to become an artist. But suddenly we had an unfortunate occasion. My father became a guarantor for his friend, and because of that, his business went bankrupt. And on top of that, he fell because of he had a stroke. And because of that, we suffered a lot. We didn't have any strength to stand back up again. We used to have so much peace in the family, but we could never smile, nor could we have any conversation among the family members. So for the treatment of my father, we came to Seoul. And we had about 8 million won, which is about $7,500. After paying back all the debt, so we had a monthly rent house. And it was a house where we didn't even have a proper gate. It was something like a small store, warehouse. And after I came to Seoul, everything was so different. I couldn't do anything as I wanted. And obviously, I had to give up my hope and dream to study or to become an artist. And the parents, both of them were working and they were so busy. And when I woke up in the middle of the night, my mother was always crying, and sometimes I would cry together. Everything was so changed after we came to Seoul, and I went to the middle school, and another kind of world was opened before me. I used to miss the classes quite often, hanging out with my friends, and I felt I was rather happy hanging out with the friends. Sometimes my mother had to go to school, and one of the teachers had to come and visit my house because I was such a troublemaker. And I was living a meaningless life without knowing sins are sins. And in the meantime, by the guidance of an acquaintance, my mother came to our church in July 1998, and I followed my mother to this church. When I came to this church, I was in the first year of middle school. I was 13. And that was the Friday All-Night Service. July 17th, 1998, when the Father God came down to us, I was very surprised, amazed by the completely new scene. Everyone was wearing in white, and they were singing Jesus with their hands up together, and I was wondering, oh, they are singing praises at this hour without getting any sleep, and soon I was singing Jesus with them. I felt the senior pastor was such a humble man and good man, and my heart was touched, thinking that, there is such a person in this world. And soon after that, there was this broadcasting incident, and we were just newcomers to the church, but because senior pastor said not to hear or not to see anything, and so even until now, I don't even know what the broadcasting was about. But some of the relatives, they watched this broadcasting, and they asked us to stop attending this church. And they called us many times. Also, the school teachers and friends, they said, your church is going to be closed soon, and if it does close, they suggested that I would go to their church. Although I was a relatively newcomer, I was feeling the truthfulness of the shepherd. And so I was telling them that our senior pastor is such a good person. He teaches only according to the Bible, so you don't have to worry about me. But rather I would sometimes bring some of my friends to the church. And so the remaining family members came to register in the church. So now my father is serving the church as an elder. and my mother as a senior deaconess. And also for the stroke he had, they said that he had to be on the medication for the rest of his life, but he was healed by just one prayer of the senior pastor. I had been so weak in my childhood, but after I came to this church, I've never been to any hospital, taken any medicine. In the revival meeting, I even got the double-edged eyelid by the prayer of the shepherd. And listening to such precious messages of the senior pastor, I wanted to get my life back. John 14:18 says, I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. As said, the love of the Father touched my heart, knocked on my heart, and I began to long for the goodness and holiness that the shepherd was preaching. In fact, I was born into a Christian family, so I was attending church since childhood, but I didn't know the true meaning of faith. And especially I never heard of such words as Spirit, Holy Spirit, or New Jerusalem. Only after I came to this church, I came to understand the true meaning of Christian life, and I experienced the living God. The Christian life is supposed to be a process to recover the lost image of God. And there are different categorizations of heavenly kingdom, and there are measures of faith, and the heavenly dwelling place will be decided according to our measures of faith. And when we live by the will of God, we will be protected in this world. And beginning with the Christian meaning of life, who God is and what He wants, and what kind of life His children should be living, they were the things I began to realize. The senior pastor was always teaching according to the Bible, and he was practicing the Bible. So I was very happy that I came to this church and met this kind of a shepherd. So since then, I slowly began to stop hanging out with the worldly friends. I was in my high school. Now I came to the church to sing praises, and I studied with the church friends. And when I came to Daniel prayer meetings, sometimes I felt that the Father was healing my wounded heart. I felt the warm love of the Father. And at that time, by the suggestion of my guidance pastor, I began to go to see the senior pastor in the early morning Sunday. To his residence. That was one of the greatest joy in my life. Every Sunday at 5 a.m., I had to take three times buses and subway. I had to change them to go to the residence of the senior pastor. And by shaking hands with him, I could spend each week with happiness. And in the meantime, I had the duty of the leader of the Sweet Rain Chorus, and also assistant leader of the Nazareth Choir. And by the grace of God, I joined the Crystal Singers and became a full-time worker of the church. I liked arts, but I was not really talented in music. So because I was not really talented, I had to shed tears alone, learning the singing and dancing. But I was so thankful and happy that I could be a member of the Performing Arts Committee, singing praises to God. Let me tell you about my motivation to have a firm determination. Because I was always hearing that the praise leaders and those who are singing must be clean before the Father God. So I wanted to be clean. But because of my weakness, I couldn't obey the word of the shepherd completely. And the shepherd was always heartbroken about the Performing Arts Committee members who were not clean enough in the sight of God. And because I knew that if Levites committed sins, the blessing of God would be blocked for the church. And I was always sorry and embarrassed before the shepherd. I never really gave my heart to any boyfriend, but I had some meetings and having contact numbers of the boys, and because of these past, I was so heartbroken. I was afflicted in my heart. And my shepherd is shedding tears because of a person like me. And I was saying that I wanted to be clean and beautiful in the sight of God. And what was I doing being a Levite? And the fact that the shepherd was suffering in heart because of a person like me, and the kingdom of God would be delayed from being accomplished. And that gave me such great pain in my heart. So I made up my mind, had a determination, and had a meeting with the senior pastor in September 2009. I prepared some peace offering with all my heart and repented of my past. And he prayed for me that I would be offered as a daughter, who would be offered as a perfect daughter before the Father God. And feeling so sorry, the moment I saw his tears, I was so sorry, and I had to make up my mind once again. I was thinking, my shepherd is shedding tears because of me now, but I will soon change, so I will wipe out his tears, and I will become a man of spirit, as he wants me to be so much, and I will become strength to him. And I made up my mind again and again that I will participate in accomplishing the kingdom of God along with my shepherd. And all the past times became help, I mean, driving force for me to go into spirit more quickly. After I had this kind of determination, now I came to join the Hallelujah Praise Mission Team, which is now a Heavenly Voice Team. Before I joined, God let me know in my dream that I would become the leader. And I was the new member, and because I was the youngest, so I thought it was just strange, but soon after that we had the election, and I became the leader of the team. And along with that, I had a duty to be the praise leader for the second part of the Friday online service. Within such a short time, I was given such great duties. So I was very surprised, but I believed that anything, I could do anything by the will of God and in the strength of God. So I began to pray to be worthy of the duties I had. Because I felt I couldn't do anything, so I just looked up to the Father God and I prayed that the Father God would lead me as He wants. And also the shepherd always gave me strength to be more brave. And also the Performing Arts Committee chairperson, she taught me in detail how to perform my duty as the praise leader. And in the guidance of the Father God, I could do the things that I wasn't really able to do. And from now, let me tell you about how I tried to go into spirit and how I actually went into spirit. As a member of the Performing Arts Committee member, we had many chances to have a meeting with the shepherd, and I could feel his love more deeply, and we could also receive some guidance and advice from the shepherd directly. And the more I came to know about him, and my heart was touched by the life of the shepherd who is living only for the souls. Once I had a chance to see him eat after we had a kind of seminar. Seeing him, I shed a lot of tears because he is a senior pastor of a mega-sized church having more than 10,000 branch churches worldwide, and he lives such a humble life, and he controls himself even for a little bit of delicious dishes. He saves all his, even his pennies to help the needy, and that kind of goodness and love was engraved in my heart, and I came to have stronger desire to become strength to him. So first thing I did was to keep the word of the shepherd in my mind. Whenever I had a meeting with him, I always prayed that I would become strength to him by the grace of God. They let me realize many things. After the meeting, you know, that meeting that just didn't end as a meeting. I remembered whatever he said in the meeting and whatever I was, if there was anything that I was not doing, as he said, I tried and prayed until I cast away that form of sin. Not only in the meetings, but also in the worship services. As if I was, senior pastor was talking to me one-on-one. I listened to all the messages as my own word. And I tried to put them into practice in my life immediately because I wanted to change so much. I had so much earnestness before the Father God, being on the alert, and watching my words and actions so, every day, because I was so earnest to become changed, to be changed. I had to keep all the words of the shepherd in my mind. Next thing is I try to obey the word of the shepherd immediately. I was thinking, even though I'm so close to the shepherd, even though he can give me so much advice, if I do not change, I cannot be with him forever. And you know, meeting or his advice is not the important thing itself, but the most important thing is that I had to change. Because I wanted to change so much, I could obey anything immediately. It was 2 years ago. One day, the shepherd gave me specific advice. He asked me what I did the day before. The day before was a holiday, so I said we didn't have practice, so I bought some things I needed, and I also watched a movie with some of my friends. I said that with a happy mind. He said, you know, praise leaders. Wouldn't it be better for praise leaders to give such times to the Father God, too? Then I said, amen, and I prayed about it, and I realized that I said I wanted to give my life to the Father God, but I realized that I still had some love for the world. So I cut off all the things that I was doing on the internet or a Facebook page or watching TV and all the worldly things. I cut off all of them. So when I said amen to the word of the shepherd and obeyed God, the Father gave me such great grace that cannot be described with words. So it was not something hard, but it was something so much joyful. Once I came to the Daniel prayer late, because after having dinner with the family members, so you see, he asked me why I was late. So with a happy mind, I answered, because my brother got a leave from the army, so we had all my family had a dinner together, and I was late a little bit. And he said, all the fleshly affections must be cut off, and you have to love God first. So I said, amen, and prayed about it. And Matthew 10:37 says, he who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Also, Matthew 19:29 says, and everyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or children or farms for my name's sake will receive many times as much and will inherit eternal life. I understood the meaning of these verses deep in my heart, and I began to fill my heart with the souls and the kingdom of God. The next thing I tried is to look up to the Father God alone. When I cut off the worldly things and concentrated on my duty in the singing team, I had a struggle in my heart. I was the youngest, and it was not easy for me to perform the duty of the leader. You know, it was hard for me to think of other people. Sometimes I was afraid to stand before other people because I had such great desire to become strength to the shepherd. I was thinking, I'm the youngest, but I will accomplish heart of spirit more quickly than other people, and I will become a person who can help other people. And just like you cover the eyes of horses when you want them to race. So I always wanted to think about this one-on-one relationship with God the Father. In all faith, life is your one-on-one relationship with you and God. It's not other people who are giving you a hard time. It's because of your evil that makes you feel your life is hard, because you cannot understand other people because of your evil in your heart. So if we cast away evil from our heart with the love for the Father, we will not feel hard or difficult because of our environment, circumstances, or other people. we can just serve others. So whenever I couldn't understand other people, whenever my heart felt afflicted, I tried earnestly to cast away evil and to love other people more. Unless it is absolutely untruth, I try to serve others. I try to go with them. And even though I was kind of wrongfully accused, I never try to defend myself. Even though I was not recognized, it didn't matter to me. I thought nobody is same, so nobody can be same as me. And I felt it was easy when I tried to suit the heart of the God the Father and not suit everybody's mind. So I was thinking, only the Father, the Lord, and the Shepherd. If there was something unexpected, I thought about what is it that the Father wants from me in this situation. And rather than what I liked, I thought doing what the Father God wants is first. And that's how I denied myself. Every time I thought of the heart of the Father God first and tried to feel His love, and any situation couldn't give me any hard time. Performing the duty of the praise leader, many people gave me a lot of kinds of advices, but I never thought it was hard. And it was my joy and my opportunity that through this duty, I wanted to make myself. I could improve myself. While leading the praises, I wanted to become a perfect instrument of the Father God so that the people could, church members, could feel the love of the Father God through my actions and voice and facial expressions and everything. And when I didn't put the focus on other people, but only when I put the focus on casting away my evil alone, in a moment, amazingly, I could feel that those hard feelings, ill feelings were gone. And all these afflictions turned into joy and hope. It was so amazing. I was so convinced that if I just try to obey the word of the Father God, He changes my heart. And it was so joyful to cast away evil, to try to cast away evil. And the next thing I did was to show my faith to the Father. I felt that my hard feelings were gone, but I was still not enough to think that I was a man of spirit. One day we had a meeting with the senior pastor, my team, and he asked, if you think you are a man of spirit, raise your hand. And to my regret, I couldn't raise my hand at that time. Praise leader Jukyung rose her hand. She was the only one who could raise the hands. I said I was trying hard, but I hadn't accomplished the heart of spirit yet, and I couldn't be strength to the shepherd. And I was so sorry before the shepherd. And I thought, we must be spirit, and right now I still lack something, but if he asks me next time, I should be able to raise my hand confidently. And after coming back home, I was thinking about how to accomplish the heart of spirit. And began to listen to the measure of faith, nine fruits of the Holy Spirit, and the Beatitudes. I didn't really have anything that was against the Word of God, but I couldn't confidently say that I was a man of spirit. So, on a piece of paper, I put O and X, and then I asked God in prayer, Father God, I want to become a man of spirit so much. I tried hard, but I'm not sure whether I'm a man of spirit or not. If I am one, let me pick O, and if not, let me pick X. And then after I prayed, I cast lots to pick one of them. And what did I pick? It was X. And I was, it was so funny. And then I prayed again. I said to the Father God, Father, you're right. How can I be a man of spirit already? But I will soon be, so please make my heart more beautiful. Father, thank you. And I prayed to God with a happy mind. And it was next Sunday. And by chance, my team had another chance to see the shepherd. And towards the end of the meeting, he said, if you think you are a man of spirit, raise your hands. He asked the same question. And praise leader Roe's hand was not there at that time. So I was very embarrassed. You know, the week before I decided I wanted to be able to raise my hand next time. But it was so soon. It was just 1 week. And in the middle of the week, I cast lots and it was X. Father God said no. And I was very nervous. But anyway, I will become a man of spirit anyway. So, and with, I just raised my hand. And he asked us to close our eyes. And when we opened the eyes, I was the only one who was raising their hand. And the shepherd said, there is only one, and he prayed for all the members that everyone could accomplish the heart of spirit and the whole spirit. I raised my hand with faith, but there was no way for me to check. But the next day, I mean, God gave me a great gift for my faith. On May 16th, 2011, I received the word of God that I was at the one percentile of the fourth level of faith. And we had the Friday online service that day, and I was so touched and moved in my heart. In the Friday online service, I was only able to shed tears for the grace of the Father, the Lord, and the Shepherd. I give thanks to the Shepherd once again, who's been guiding me and leading me with so much love. Thank you, Senior Pastor.
그리고 제가 나중에
And later I realized that when I cast lots, I didn't have any evil that was against the word of God, but in my character, I had some kind of disappointment, you know, being disappointed. But even after getting an X, I was still happy. And because of that, I could confirm that I cast away the mind, my character of being disappointed. And on December 5th, same year, I received a word of God that I was at the 30th percentile of the fourth level. The following is the word of God. She could have reached 30th percentile of the fourth level of faith without any stoppage. It means she was fast. But it doesn't mean she had so much goodness in her nature. And yet she could achieve that level quickly because she had a desire, fullness of the desire to obey the word of the shepherd. And when she actually obeyed the word of the shepherd, and when she cast off the world according to the word of the shepherd, she did it without any lingering attachment. So she could come into the beginning stage of the spirit so quickly. Dear brothers and sisters, I just wanted to be strength to the shepherd, and I there was nothing I did except that I tried to obey the word of the shepherd. And yet, the Father God gave me so much grace that I could actually obey, and He made me happy, and He changed me so quickly, even to my surprise. And I just want to pay back the grace of the God, grace of God the Father. One day, some people asked me, how many fastings did you do? So I answered, I did a couple of times, but I didn't really do any vowed prayer meetings. I just tried my best in the Daniel prayer meeting. And she said, yes, you went into spirit by the grace of the shepherd. Yes, of course, I went into spirit by the grace of the shepherd, but I was always thinking, and I always had the earnestness as if I was doing 3-day fast. And I was doing a vowed prayer. You know, doing a fast and doing vowed prayers doesn't guarantee our change. And I believe our heart of attitude of the heart is more important. 1 Samuel 15:22 says, to obey is better than sacrifice and to heed than the fat of rams. Now, obedience is not something so difficult. It is just like a child. We just deny ourselves and just do what God tells us to do. So it's already been more than 2 years since I became a praise leader. Soon after I became a praise leader, the shepherd said he was so thankful that the leaders were obeying him. I was very embarrassed. I was sorry. You know, we didn't do anything, actually. And the opportunity was given by the shepherd, and he taught us in so much detail. Do not use an ordinary mic, but pin mic, and move from left to right so that you can move around so that the church members could be touched even more. He taught us in so much detail, and he was only telling us. And thank you for teaching us. And he said, you know, not many people do what I tell them to do. The father and the shepherd are seeking those who can obey. Those who can deny themselves and obey can accomplish the providence of God. Even though they lack many things right now, if they believe and rely on the Father God and obey, God lets them understand the will of God and gives them so much power. From now, let me talk about the blessings I received after coming into Spirit and my efforts to go into Holy Spirit. After coming into Spirit, the biggest difference is that my life goal was different. I didn't want to live a life for myself, but only for the glory of God. So I didn't want to do what I liked, but I wanted to live a life that God wanted me to live. So what I liked became what God liked. But going into Spirit is not the end. When I received the Word of God first, there were not so many men of Spirit like now. And because it was not such a rapid flow of Spirit, so I never really thought, I want to go into Spirit like that person, like this person. I want to go into Spirit by this date. I never thought that way. Yes, of course, you cannot just go into Spirit just because you wanted to. You want to. And you cannot just achieve it by the date that you set. We can change only by the Father God. Only Father God can change us. And only when we trust and believe in Him, who will change us, we can change by His grace. My goal is not just to accomplish Spirit, but I wanted to become a true child of the Father. We live close to the Shepherd forever. So even though I came into Spirit, I felt there were so many things that I had to fill up in me so I could never be at the rest. The shepherd sometimes says he is strengthened for there are so many men of Spirit. But I felt, even though I became a man of Spirit, there was nothing I could do for the shepherd. I feel that it is still not enough, even though I give thanks to him again and again. I just long to have the heart of the shepherd, to have a broader view and broader heart like he does. And I just wanted to live only for the souls and only for the glory of God like him. And because of that longing, the Father God is filling me up with the deeper kind of goodness and love. So the year before in the leadership conference, I received the word of God saying I was at the 44th percentile of the fourth level. And God said I have a weak mind, but I'm harboring a lot of things and advancing into a deeper level of Spirit with the longing. And soon after that, on October 18th, 2012, I received the fourth word of God that I was at the 45th percentile of the fourth level. How many believers in the world can actually know what level of faith they're at? It is such a great love of God that we can know at which level of faith we are, and we can have such great growth of faith. I'm so thankful that we can lead our life in faith in this church where God is guiding us in this way. And John 8:29 says, "And he who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do the things that are pleasing to him." So God the Father knows the deep part of my heart, and He didn't leave me alone. And by the love of the shepherd He has been giving me, when I trust the Father God, He holds me and leads me, and He has been changing me. And we can just hold on to this cord of trust with God, with the intercession of the shepherd. Suppose there is a cliff, and the Father is telling us to jump down, but most people are too afraid to jump. But if we really trust the Father God, we can just cast away the fear and just jump down, believing in the Father God. It's the same as showing our faith. When we jump down with our trust in the Father God, right underneath, the Father God is stretching out His hands and He will catch us. Wouldn't you want to be at the bosom of the Father God? Dear brothers and sisters, do you think that the Spirit is something so far away from you? It is something only some special people can accomplish? Only some of those who are raised in good environment can achieve? Do you think this way? As the Word of God said, I was not born with so much of a good characters. And I also was in the world committing sins. And I had a lot of hard feelings too. And I didn't have any hope or dreams. But after meeting the shepherd who is always practicing the Word of God and teaching it, when I trusted Him and obeyed Him, my life was changed. Psalm chapter 1, verse 1 to verse 3 says, "How blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in His law he meditates day and night. He will be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. And in whatever he does, he prospers. As said, I received such a precious gift of spirit, called spirit, and my happiness in my heart is indescribable. And I am receiving the blessing of being prosperous in all things in my life. I understand the true meaning of life, and I just burst into tears just by thinking of the Father, feeling His love. And even though I try to think something evil, I cannot really think evil things. And as I always experience the teachings of the shepherd in my heart, in my life, I am always happy and full of spirit. Wouldn't you want to feel this kind of happiness together? Let me conclude the message. A spirit is not something difficult or so far away. It's not something only for special people. Anybody, any of us can do it, and all of us will accomplish this. It took 18 months for me to come into spirit. But later you heard some testimonies that some people went into spirit within 5 months or even in 2 months. So in this rapid flow of a spirit, I believe you've been passing the rock of faith and marching towards spirit and Holy Spirit. And I will also run towards Holy Spirit and to have the heart of the Father who is perfect, and also having the dream to become the greatest praise leader of the world. And I will run, overcome the world along with my shepherd. Dear brothers and sisters, the Father God said many people will come forth as men of spirit after the leadership conference that will be held in July. And we have a special moment, 3 months of time that was gained by the sacrifice and love of the shepherd. We have the power of the shepherd that can even change the free will of man. And he also sounded the original voice. So now is the chance. I hope you will feel the love of the Father God who wants us to change more than we want to change. And I hope you will not miss this chance, but become a beautiful fruit, so that your lives will be full of happiness and blessings in the love of the Father God. And that is all I have to say. And now I would like to sing a song along with you. In one of the seminars, he gave us a musical score, and he said it is so difficult for him to sing alone, so he wanted to sing together. It was Thanksgiving 3. The first lyrics, the first line says, the Lord of my love. And just by singing up to that part, the shepherd began to shed tears, burst into tears. And he was shedding tears because of the Father God, the Lord, and Heavenly Kingdom. And we couldn't stop singing the whole song. We couldn't sing the whole song. And our shepherd, whose heart is full of the Father, the Lord, and the souls, wants us to change more than we want to change. And because of his intercession, I believe will become beautiful fruits quickly. Let us sing his song, thinking of his love. Oh, my beloved Lord, I praise the beauty that is yours alone. The beloved Son of the Father, He is my dear Lord. How can I with any words express the wondrous and great love of the Father? The Lord in His amazing love prepared New Jerusalem for us. There is beauty in the name of Jesus Christ. My Lord and my Redeemer, the great love of my Lord, wells up and overflows in my heart. Give thanks, give thanks. Give thanks for all His grace and love to my Lord and to my God. I offer all my love. Give thanks, give thanks, give thanks. For His grace and love. Holy Spirit, Spirit of truth, I'm offering my thanks. When I think about His grace, it unfolds into eternity. With His power and mercy towards me, He covered me with love. There is beauty in the name of Jesus Christ. My Lord and my Redeemer. The great love of my Lord wells up and overflows in my heart. Give thanks, give thanks. Give thanks for all His grace and love to my Lord and to my God. I offer all my love. Give thanks, give thanks. Give thanks for all, for His grace. Holy Spirit, Spirit of Truth. I'm offering my thanks. Give thanks, give thanks. Give thanks for all His grace and to my Lord and to my God. I offer all my heart. Give thanks, give thanks. Give thanks for His grace and love. Holy Spirit, Spirit of Truth, I'm offering my thanks. Holy Spirit, Spirit of Truth, I'm offering my thanks. Holy Spirit, Spirit of Truth, I'm offering my thanks. Let us pray together, thinking about the message.
할렐루야, 사랑의 아버지의 은혜와 사랑에 감사드립니다. 아버지의 사랑으로, 주님의 사랑으로, 목자님의 사랑으로.
Heavenly Father, thank you. We were changed by the love of the Father, love of the Lord, and love of the Shepherd. Going into spirit is not something difficult, nor is it something cloudy. But let us realize the love of the Father so we can go into spirit and whole spirit quickly. We'll receive the prayer for the sick of the senior pastor on video. Lay your hands on sick parts and infirmities, and lay your hands on your chests for your heart's desires. Hallelujah! Almighty God, our loving Father, lay your hands on all believers who are receiving this prayer now. Show your works that transcend time and space on those who are receiving this prayer through GCN, Internet, and Satellite TV in branch churches and local sanctuaries and all other children of God around the world. Give them the faith to believe from heart, drive away negative thoughts and doubts, and drive away all tests and trials. From head to toe, all entrails, joints, nerves, tissues, and cells, whatever the sick part may be, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and the original light. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy, devil, and Satan, all diseases, germs, and viruses, and infirmities go away. Light come. Scorch all their terminal and incurable diseases with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Drive away all endemic diseases, including malaria. All contagious diseases, including cold, flu, and fever, go away. Protect them from all kinds of germs and viruses. Heal them of all stomach, lung, liver, breast, uterine, and intestinal cancers. AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high and low blood pressure, diabetes, thyroid problems, and heart, lung, and women's diseases, and all inflammations go away. Heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs. Back pain, headache, neuralgia, and all other pains disappear. Epilepsy, autism, depression, and neurosis, and other mental diseases go away. All kinds of paralysis be loosened. Get up, walk, and leap. Let the eyes see well. Let the ears hear well. Let the blind come to see, the deaf to hear, and the mute to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Fix their broken bones. Restore them from burns. Let the heat and burning sensation go away. Father, let there be no scars remaining. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions, poisoning, and substance abuse. Let the dead nerves, tissues, and cells be regenerated. Bring the dead back to life. Give them the blessings of conception. Receive the blessing of conception. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command. The enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the power of the air, the evil forces of heavenly places, and their servants, go away. Go away, evil, unclean, false, and deceitful spirits, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen the bonds of wickedness. Darkness, go away, light come. Father God, give them strength, give them the strength to cry out in prayer and the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. As their souls prosper, let all things go well with them and let their families be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters throughout this week and bless them to lead a prosperous life without any problems. With the fiery walls of the Holy Spirit, heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes, protect all your children, their families, workplaces, and business fields. Give students wisdom and understanding and give them enthusiasm and fervor to study hard. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things and let them love God more fervently. Whether your children eat or drink or in whatever they do, let them do it all to live a life glorifying the Father God. Let them be able to testify about the living God, saying, I've met and experienced God and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Be glorified alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.